Peter Pagol, chairman of the Milut Community Development Committee, a body tasked to manage the county's oil revenues, says between 2020 and 2022, the county received $13.7 million. Under the 2012 Petroleum Act and the 2013 Petroleum Revenue Management Act, oil-producing states are allocated 2% of the oil revenues, while oil-producing communities get 3% of oil profits. Pagol says, from the time South Sudan became independent in 2011 up until 2019, his community received no oil revenue from the national government.
The problem has been that the account was not created and it was taken in the form of a loan by the national government. The Ministry of Finance has given us a report including people and institutions that have taken our money. The amount is higher than this $13 million.
Milut County Commissioner Dengjo says the Milut Community Development Committee carried out a number of key developmental programs in the county with the money, including education.
We have recruited 170 teachers in Milut, and these teachers who teach our children each receive more than $600 per month. We went ahead to secondary school education. We started with the building of the school, and now we have 4 schools, 2 secondary school and 2 primary school.
Joe says the county also supported more than 270 university students and 13 students pursuing their masters. Before 2018, Milut County had 1 medical doctor. Now Joe says the county has contracted 4 medical doctors, 3 specialists, and has established 3 laboratories. The commissioner says local officials have had to battle corruption, with some individuals hoping to pocket the county's oil revenue. 25-year-old Milut County resident Thonchol says the county helped pay for his expenses while he was a university student under a scholarship in Egypt.
This committee of 3%, in fact, during COVID-19, they really stood with us, because by then Egypt was certainly shut down. By then, this committee of 3% with the county authority, they stood with Milut students in Egypt. By then, our number was over 130. They pay all the rents, they pay all the school fees by that time. In 2021, he provided us with air tickets. All his graduates were given air ticket to come to South Sudan.
In a first edition magazine published by Milut County officials, an expenditure graph shows 56% of the $13.7 million was spent on road infrastructure development, while 10% was spent on electricity. The least amount was spent on health care and humanitarian support. Stephen Dhiudao, chairperson for the National Revenue Authority and head of the Milut community, is urging county authorities to prioritize education and health care.
We need education to increase up to 30%. We, the people of Milut, have been backward in many things, especially in education, particularly in subjects like medicine, engineering. We need many people to support the 3% in these areas. After that, we need funding for the health sectors be increased.
Upper Nile State Governor James Odok says his state needs peace and unity to succeed.
Our people have suffered from the fight we created. What I need from you is that we should forget the past, but from now on, I don't want any citizen of Upper Nile to die again. All of us should work together and be peace ambassadors in Upper Nile State.
Odok says Upper Nile has been destroyed by its own people. Intercommunal violence is rampant in the state. Last December, the United Nations said more than 160 people were killed and over 20,000 people were displaced in Upper Nile following violent conflict between tribal community-based militia groups. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.